When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I don't think I work a lot more than a lot of my peers, but I have noticed, this has been going on for some time, my workday gets distributed over a wider net of time. A wider swath. Whoa, I'm making a tongue twister out of this. Anyway, what am I getting at? So today, woke up, got cleaned up, worked on some inking on the new Captain Seriously comic, then did a little bit of housework, then went to teach my class, my comics class, my Thursday class, and now I'm going to spend a couple hours with my wife, be a human being, a grown-up for a little while, and I've got the Lean Into Art cast tonight. So effectively, my workday spans between, 9 a.m. and midnight. And I was just talking with a college student about this. They were asking about the ETP and why I use it. And I was telling them how this helps me get a sense of what needs to be done and where I can fit it, right? Because I don't know if it's necessary going into the whole thing. The ETP is the Emergent Task Planner, created by David Say. I made my own sort of funky amalgamation version of his, which maybe I'll share on a future Thunder Punch Daily, where I use a composition book. And it's just a way that helps me manage and estimate my time. And it helps me manage the modularity of my line of work, where it can fall in a lot of different places. I can work, like last night, I was penciling up until about midnight. Right. But that doesn't mean that I was penciling from 9 a.m. to midnight. It means that it was like these little chunks were happening all throughout the day, which is a super awesome advantage, because it means that I can be available for things, a lot more kinds of things, right? Like, so for instance, like this comics class I teach for kids, it's an after-school activity. It ain't happening at 9 a.m. Most kids are in school at that time, right? For me to be able to teach a group of 10 to 12 kids and actually get enough to sign up to make the class happen, it needs to happen at a time that's convenient for them. And usually that is somewhere around the 4 o'clock slot. So that means like 4 to 6, that's the only spot where I can really do the classes. Well, that means that I have to be done with my comics work before 3 o'clock or thereabouts around 3 o'clock. Right. And if I didn't finish it, then I have to resume after class. Now, why am I even talking about all this? Because there are times, today isn't necessarily, I don't feel terribly strongly about it today, it's just I noticed that there was a few moments today where there was like a little bit of pressure in getting from one point to the next. Like, oh, I got to wrap up these inks so I can move on to the next thing. Got to wrap this up so I can move on to the next thing and show up with a sense of focus. And as a matter of fact, this is my second draft of the Thunder Punch Daily for today. I did one earlier on my way, or just before I left for class, and I just wasn't happy with, I didn't feel like I was really present for it. And so while I don't feel like a ton of pressure, the pressure was there today. And it gets me thinking sometimes about how I would like to experiment with boxing up my day in, like, I work those 8 hours, but work them in a row. Like a traditional job. And I feel like that's something I could easily draw a line around and probably fairly easily enforce. But, and then I think about, like, well, what would I do with myself if I had a full 6 hours of just being a normal human being? What would I do with that vacuum, I would probably abuse it and probably wind up fitting more extra artwork stuff in there. I'm recording this in my car again, by the way, if you aren't hearing the ambient noises of other cars starting around me. I just got out of class, hopped into my car. I'm about to go meet my wife. And I thought, wow, this is a good opportunity to take a second stab at that Thunder Punch Daily. And one more thing that I'm noticing that makes me think about like these intense periods and figuring out a way to manage them a little bit better. Is this morning I noticed that I had a little bit of aching pain in my right forearm, my dominant drawing hand. In that forearm near the elbow, I'm feeling like a I don't want to say a sharp pain. It's more like a dull ache that was like uncomfortable, which I took as warning sign, right? I do my stretches, but these intense periods of like really trying to like, you know, 3 to 4 hours of focused drawing time at the boards. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to make any guesses as to what's going on with that yet, but I did notice it, and it set off a bell. And when those bells go off, I stop and I say, okay, what's going on? Let's look at the whole system. See if there's something systemically wrong here. See what little adjustments I can make. And one of those things that I was thinking about is like, perhaps it would be neat to explore or experiment with the idea of doing 8 hours in a row, 8 to 9 hours in a row, and then actually clock out. I have friends who do this. Maybe it's time to start playing with that. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Modularity, awesome. Getting everything out in one session, also awesome. Pros and cons. All right, who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. Artsoundoff.com has all the information about it. Just challenging everybody to do like a daily check-in, an audio accompaniment to the art that they make. You can read all about all the different kinds of challenges you can participate in at artsoundoff.com. So until tomorrow, I have been Jersey Drozd of boulderandfleet.com. And remember, everybody,
being the most powerful man in the universe isn't all that makes He-Man such a great hero. Being strong is fine, but there's something even better. In today's story, He-Man used something even more powerful than his muscles to beat Skeletor. You know what it was? If you said his brain, you were right. And just like a muscle, your brain is something you can develop to give yourself great power.